children of the new world.
Would say he was into nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
We'll be right back. Yes, boom, and then it ended. Let's do a little test here. Microphone check, see if everything works. Am I on the meters? Yes, I seem to be on the meters. This is Cosmic Overdrive, episode 125 on Intergalactic FM. We are live from the 666 Lounge in Amsterdam for the first time in a long time. I think it was, August, September, somewhere like that, that we did the last live real Cosmic Overdrive. And of course, we did the Record Fair special in November here, the already legendary Record Fair special with Mick Wills and the Queen of Blood and I don't know, a whole bunch of other loonies that were here. But for the rest, we've had, I've been on vacation. It's been really, really super, super busy here. And we had all kinds of technical issues, of course, as it goes in a studio that is full of old analog crap. And also, I have to say, new digital crap, because some of the problems came from having 10,000 different DJ mixers here that none of them really did what I wanted them to do. And, well, that resulted in not being very live. But this day we have a brand new Pioneer. Let me see what I have here. A DJ M900 Nexus. I saw the price of this thing. It's almost 2,000 euro. Insane for a DJ mixer. But this sucker does what I want it to do. If I put a little 48 volt Phantom power onto my microphone, it works. And well, let's see how well it works. Let's see if it it will do this whole show. We'll see about that. Anyway, Cosmic Overdrive 125. We started with a new track, a brand new track by Screen Vinyl Image from their new album, Strange Behavior, that's I think out on CD now. And I'm sure they will release it on vinyl. I'm sure they will. Anyway, the track was called Stay Asleep. Really, really cool stuff. And we will play another track from that record later. But it's Cosmic Overdrive. So we have to play old stuff as well. You know, we play old, we play new. We do it all anyway. So we go back to 1968 or 69 now for a British band called Pentangle. And the track is called Let No Man Steal Your Thyme. Thyme with a TH. Good advice, I think.
Come on. branchy tree and man's a clinging vine, and from the branches carelessly he'll take what he can find. He'll take what he can find. He'll take what he
I have no time to spend with you. You talk of nothing, what can you do? You live like kings, and you know it's true that if famine crossed the waters, that'd be the end of you. I've heard of people who till the earth, who sow their seeds for what the world, who cry the rain all summer long and weep for the dead when winter is past and gone. If cherry trees bore fruit of gold, the birds would die, their wings would fold, they'd sing no more their song of love, no way the morning sun that lights the sky above. If war returns like it did before, a kitty's penny would be no more. They'd cry for love and their candy too, but a kitty's once or nothing. Killing days are through. So drink your fill, be happy now. The times will change and you wonder how a man could die from lack of food, but you don't give a damn, no reason why you should.
Ah, nice stuff. Two highlights from the British folk scene from the 60s and 70s that would also be known as the Canterbury scene, because they put a lot of like medieval themes and sometimes also complete songs into their music. After Pentangle, you heard Bert Jan, who was their guitar player and also their singer. One of them. He was the male vocalist, and this was from his solo album. Actually, he was a solo artist before he joined Pentangle. He was a very big guy in the British 60s folk scene, and this was from his solo album, Untitled, and the track is called I Have No Time, but you may have picked it up from the lyrics. Let's play some more oldies, and let's go to our own native Holland from a few years later. This is Alcuin from the album Mountain Queen, and the track is called The Dance, 13 minutes long. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Almost 40 years old. It's kind of amazing if you think about it. From 1973, Al Quinn and the Dance from their second album, Mountain Queen, which was their breakthrough album. Anyway, it's funny. Al Quinn are from Delft. They were friends at the technical university that is there and decided to let's form a band. And the funny thing is about Delft that, of course, the CBS tower was there for a long time. It was the hometown of Vuelex. And it was also the town where I was born, so there is sort of a connection there that makes Aucoin sort of part of what we do here in a certain way. Anyway, Aucoin are still playing. They are a bit older now, of course, but I think it's mostly the original people that are still in there. You know, it's not one guy that has five 20-year-old musicians with him, but it's mostly the original band. And I don't know how good they are these days. I've never seen them, but I assume that it's well worth your time if you like this stuff. It's an interesting mix of kind of progressive rock and also more funk. There's definitely funky parts in here. Later, they went on to make more, not really disco, but more kind of funky stuff when the times caught up with them, actually. In the second part of the 70s, this kind of music wasn't really listened to anymore. And, they kind of changed, but I think end of the 70s, they quit. Anyway, let's play some more 70s. Stuff rather than listening to me talking. Let's see what we have here. Seven Streets is the track name, and the band is Atomic Rooster. We'll be right back. Yes, very nice. Minus 7 dB, that's how far I had to turn the volume down, because this was so much fucking louder than the rest. But it's from a very young band from Germany called Lost Rivers, and it's from their debut EP that I don't think it's on vinyl. I think they only pressed it on CD and sold it at their gigs. Massive sound, really, really cool. The track is called Death of Eve, and we had another 3 minutes to go, but we have more music to play. So I'm sure we'll play some more stuff from The Lost Rivers on Cosmic Overdrive, and maybe I will give them some friendly advice how to record some of the stuff that it has a little bit more dynamic, because I am looking at one giant block of 0 dB madness here, and it doesn't leave much room in the music, but hey, that's how things go these days. Speak about dynamics, let's hear from one of the masters from the 70s, one of the guys who started the whole home recording thing, Todd Rundgren, and The Lowest Common Denominator. And maybe it's an idea to turn up the fader. Let's start this track again. I have to get used to this new DJ mixer. Todd Rundgren.
Time to scream. common denominator.
was Hard Endings. It's not a vacuum cleaner, it's a guitar. Another track from Screen Vinyl Image from their new album, and this track was called New Visions. I really like the sound of this album. Really well done, guys. I know they are big fans of Intergalactic FM, and they maybe even listen to the show or maybe to the rerun or whatever, but very, very well done. I really like this record. Anyway, last track. And only for a little bit, because it's almost 10 o'clock already. Next week we'll be back with Cosmic Overdrive 126. And for now, I'm going to say goodbye to you with Harmonia and the very aptly titled Zeer Cosmies.